Welcome back to Hey Science. Before we start today's episode, we'll gladly announce that we have launched our first Patreon. Become a Patreon to get several cool perks and support our cause at the same time. For now, let's get into today's episode. Today we'll be talking about two different mental illnesses. Let's get right in. Let's talk about schizophrenia. One of the less known mental disorders, but you still probably heard of it before. What is schizophrenia? Schizophrenia is when one may see, hear, or believe something that is not really there or not real. Delusions and hallucinations are commonly related to this illness. There are many different types of schizophrenias, and even if some people fall into the same category, nobody experiences it exactly the same. Schizophrenics do not all have the same delusions or hallucinations. It is all different for everybody. There are 8 popular types of schizophrenia. The most common type is paranoid schizophrenia. Paranoid schizophrenia occurs when you're around the ages of 20 to 25 for men, and for women, around the ages of 25 to 30. Paranoid schizophrenia often includes seeing hallucinations or delusions. This can vary for everybody. Some people may only have delusions or only have hallucinations. It is also common for paranoid schizophrenias to have both. Is hebephrenic schizophrenic, and more commonly known as disorganized schizophrenic. This develops in younger ages such as 15 to 25. A hebephrenic schizophrenic can often seem as cold or even cruel, as they tend to come off as emotionless and might even seem entertained by something that is supposed to be upsetting. It is important to remember that this is due to the mental illness, and this is not the type of person they really are. Catatonic schizophrenia is the rarest type. Catatonic schizophrenics tend to be on the quieter side and copy others' actions or speech. When they're speaking without copying somebody, they tend to have trouble doing so. Catatonic schizophrenics can often make sudden and random movements. Sometimes they'll seem hyper with the movement, and sometimes they might be more reserved. Types of schizophrenia, but these are the most well-known types. Now, what type of treatment is given to schizophrenics? Medication and psychosocial therapy are common resources for treating schizophrenics and last a lifetime, even when the person appears to be stable. They do this because schizophrenia may appear to be gone, but it can easily come back as soon as you step away from your treatment. Antipsychotic medication is the most common drug used to care for schizophrenics. Medication works is that it controls the amount of dopamine sent to nerve cells. Schizophrenia, delusions, and hallucinations may happen when certain areas that commonly get lots of dopamine get sent to many places, causing a person to see, hear, and or believe things that are not there or are not real. Antipsychotic medication regulates this. Psychosocial therapy is more for the hebephrenic and catatonic schizophrenics. This helps them work on behavior. For hebephrenics, this would be teaching them empathy and how to appropriately react to certain situations. For catatonic schizophrenics, it would be teaching them talking and social skills. Thing is that we need to respect everybody with this condition. Thanks to the media, over decades, schizophrenics have been labeled as crazy, cruel monsters that deserve to be locked up. However, schizophrenics are just like us. with some differences. They are real people too, and don't deserve to be feared. Schizophrenics aren't crazy, and most of them probably function just the way you and I do, just with a little help from some medication. This is 2020, and we need to put an end to this stigma, and finally switch our brains from the 1950s to now. That's it for schizophrenia. Now for our second mental illness. Panic disorder is an anxiety disorder characterized by recurrent, unexpected panic attacks. Panic attacks are sudden feelings of intense fear, also making you get sweating, palpitations, shaking, shortness of breath, numbness, or a feeling that something really bad or even terrible is going to happen. Those are some things that happens when you have a panic disorder. Now we're going to get into what can cause panic disorders or panic attacks. Panic attacks can be caused by severe stress, such as death of a loved one, breakup, or even a job loss. Triggered panic attacks can lead to panic disorders. Also, panic attacks can be caused by medical conditions and physical causes. How to help panic attacks and panic disorder? Taking deep breaths are one of the best things you can do to calm yourself down. Lavender is another thing to make you calm down during a panic attack. If you think you might have a panic attack, so inhaling lavender helps. Also, it's good to find your triggers for a panic attack so you can prevent them from happening. Doing a light same exercise can also help get calm during a panic attack. So doing a couple little exercises can really help calm down your body. Doing mindful exercises also can help keep the body calm and help you not be stressed. Going on walks and finding your happy place can help your body happy and not so stressed. The most common age range for panic disorder is the age between 15 and 25. Women are twice as likely to have panic disorders than men. Why, you may ask? It could be because of the differences between brain chemistry and hormone fluctuation. Reproductive events across women's life are associated with hormonal changes, which have been linked to different types of anxiety. Some people wonder if panic disorder can permanently go away, but the truth is, no panic disorder can never really go away once you have been diagnosed. However, you can keep your panic disorder under control to the point where it can barely affect your life anymore. Now, I'm going to get into a few facts. Panic disorder usually strikes in young adulthood. Panic disorder is not rare. About 6 million people in the US have panic disorder, and in Canada, it affects 3.7% of the Canadian population. That's all I got for panic disorder for this week. That's it for this episode. Make sure to check out our Patreon. We post new content on there every weekend. Until next Thursday!